T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jamie Eisenberg requested this song.
I doubt it.
He actually was trying to order a quesadilla. Solana ended up playing this song. Tom Pelissero from NFL Network, he has tweeted that Kiko Alonso requested a trade during camp. That's interesting. But I think he's going to get cut anyway, so I'm sure the Dolphins would be happy to trade him if they could, but anyway, it says Tom Pelissero writes tweets that he requested a trade during camp.
No burn. Did he play? He was injured and then Jerome Baker took
in
over?
In preseason?
No.
I don't think a play.
No. Let him go somewhere
like
else.
They made it pretty clear, right?
Oh, yeah. And it's that Patriot way, man. Oh, yep. You made some plays, but you're not going to make plays for us.
Right, doesn't fit for us.
Nope.
Jamie Eisenberg is on the line on the Hockman and Crowder radio experience. Jamie Eisenberg is a fantasy football guru, and he works for CBSSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter, at Jamie Eisenberg. If you have a question, a fantasy football question, the number is 786-360-0790. We talk with him every year. We haven't had functioning phone lines, so we had not had him on. Hello, Jamie.
What's going on, guys?
How does it feel to be on the simulcast? It's got to be very impressive to you.
I've been waiting for you guys to have this kind of, you know, power and be revered the way that you deserve. And it's rewarding to, you know, see the success that you've had. And I like to think that I've had no part in it.
So yeah, I was going to say you've had a large part in it, very large part in it. You were there from the beginning. You were there from the ground up.
Very instrumental.
Very yes. instrumental.
Yes.
Jamie Eisenberg, CBSSports.com. I'm imagining that not many Dolphins are getting selected on fantasy football teams, right?
If you factor in Matt Hack as a punter, if you have leagues where you use a punter, you may be good.
I mean, this is now that I'm thinking about it, it's got to be pretty remarkable to have a team that probably is not getting much of any action on fantasy football drafts.
The Redskins are kind of in the same situation. You know, they're probably the only team that's on par, you know, because I think you look at Kenyon Drake and he's still got some value. There's still going to be some situations where Albert Wilson and Kenny Stills, you know, give you some production and are useful. But outside of that, you know, maybe Preston Williams in a dynasty league, I don't think anybody's going to start him. So, you know, it'll be, you know, some weeks where you're, you know, starting Kenyon Drake, and there'll be some weeks where you're probably not seeing any Dolphins in any fantasy lineups.
And with all these running backs talking about Drake now, there's a lot of running back questions I got Kareem Hunt now. When do you take him? Zeke, Gordon? Like, is your running back board different than in years past? Because mine is off the chain
and
right
you,
now.
And you got to take Patrick Laird, too, before someone grabs him.
He's in the lower
it's
round.
True. You said, Pat, it goes Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, Patrick Laird.
Of course.
That's how I started my ranking. I think you look at the guys at the top, you know, in terms of Barkley and McCaffrey and Kamara, you know, Zeke is still in the first round, but now you got to lower him a little bit just because of the holdout. Melvin Gordon has fallen, you know, several rounds because the circumstances are different. You know, you could see Gordon sitting out several weeks where I think you're going to get Elliott by, you know, at least the end of September. I'd be surprised if it's longer than that. Kareem Hunt, you know, just to, you know, address the guys you brought up, I think he's almost undraftable because you don't get him for 8 weeks, but it's 10 weeks of your fantasy season because of the bye for Cleveland. So he's out the 8 games. He's also dealing with this sports hernia surgery that he's had. So I just don't have a lot of optimism for him, but I'm very excited about Nick Chubb. I think he's going to be really good without Hunt on the field.
Jamie Eisenberg from CBS Sports is willing to answer your fantasy football questions, and we've never done this on these new phone systems and whatnot, so bear with me. I believe this is Robert in Miami. Hello, Robert.
What's up, Papa?
What's up, Papa? You have a fantasy question, Papa.
Love the show, man. Kamara or McCaffrey?
I like them in different formats. I like McCaffrey better in PPR. I like Kamara better in non-PPR. I mean, it's hard to overlook, you know, when he scored 18 touchdowns last year in terms of Kamara. But McCaffrey's going to be special. So it's really, you know, at this point, if you have a chance to pick your draft spot, you know, some leagues still allow that. You want to take third because you get the still option of getting one of those top three running backs by default. And then you get the earlier pick in the second round ahead of the two guys behind you. So I like either one in different formats. But, you know, give me McCaffrey and PPR.
You know what happens here, Jamie, with this new phone system? I see the people's actual name, and then I see what they're calling in as on the call screen from Solana. Like, because it comes up right on the line that I'm punching up their actual name and number. But Pasquale, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg. Pasquale.
Hey, Jamie Eisenberg. Long time no speak.
This is our guy every year, but I know who it is now.
I got the two questions for you, and I really need to win this week. Because I play my wife, and if I don't win, I don't give her the sausage. You understand? I got Tom Brady or Jimmy Garoppolo. Second question. I need three. Clayton Johnson, Mark Ingram, Marlon Shirley Mack, Miles Sanders, or Tariq Cohen. Help me out.
There was a Marlon Shirley reference in there, if anybody got it. It was Crayon Drake, Marlon Shirley. I forget who the third one was. That was excellent. Anything in there you need to answer? Because I don't think the Brady Garoppolo question needs much answering.
Well, no, it actually might, because Garoppolo gets that terrible Tampa Bay defense, but I'd still play Brady at home against Pittsburgh. You know what that's like when he's at home. I think Kerryon Johnson's a must for me, especially in that matchup against the Cardinals, and then Mark Ingram against the Dolphins should be very, very good. I don't know the other names that he said, but those two are the ones that stood out.
Jamie, how do you feel about drafting or depending on a running quarterback like a Josh Allen or a Lamar Jackson?
I couldn't be more excited about Lamar Jackson. You know, we saw last year in seven starts, you know, he had some games sprinkled in where, you know, he was playing behind Joe Flacco, but he was exceptional, you know, 700 yards rushing. And if he can get to at least 3,000 passing yards, I don't want to put that as the floor, but that's kind of where I would say if he just gets to that, he could run for 1,000 yards. And, you know, you guys have followed football enough to know that not only the guys like Michael Vick and Randall Cunningham and, you know, players of that ilk, I mean, we've been telling you, you know, when he was playing, Tim Tebow was a good fantasy quarterback because of the rushing ability. So running quarterbacks are great for fantasy, especially if it's leagues where it's 4 points for passing touchdowns compared to six. So he's got the potential to be a top 10 quarterback this year.
Black, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
I don't like how you said that.
Hey, Black Man and Crowd, how y'all doing today?
Very good. Man. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, Jamie.
Hold on, I'm putting you on hold. See if you can get him on a better phone line, Solana. Just see, tell him to turn the Bluetooth off or whatever. Brian, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Standard league. I have the fifth pick. Assuming the top four running backs go, do you take James Conner or one of their top receivers?
It kind of just depends on how you want to build your team. I think it's a little bit safer to go with the receivers. You know, whether it's DeAndre Hopkins or Davante Adams, I actually like Adams a little bit better than Hopkins, but I'm a little bit going against the grain with that one. But I think those receivers are going to be special. They're safer. You know, Connor, I think, has a chance to be amazing. Nick Chubb, same thing. You know, Le'Veon Bell, David Johnson, all those running backs that come really after the top three or top four if you still want to put Zeke up there. But you may be in a situation where the guy picking at four passes on Elliott and you get him at five, and I think that's worth taking.
For people that don't know, we use Jamie Eisenberg. I mentioned this in the last segment leading up to him. We use him as an arbiter for just about anything. You can follow him on Twitter, at Jamie Eisenberg. You can watch and read his work, CBSSports.com. Crowder has a question about hurricane preparation. So if you have limited cooler space, yep, and some ice in the cooler, are you better off putting your beer in there, or should it be water and juice?
I think if you have children, probably water and juice. If you're by yourself or just, you know, you and your spouse or significant other, then probably it's okay to put some beer in it.
But, Jamie, now, if you think about it, you can't drink beer on ice. You can drink water and juice on ice, though. So now you can just make a cup with some ice water. You can't have iced beer.
It's true. It's very true. But, you know, I think as a parent first, so I would probably just want to make sure my kids are taken care of and take care of myself.
You and I obviously think as parents first. Crowder thinks as a beer drinker first. But
my kids love warm juice.
I just want to say it's been a while it's been a while since I spoke to you guys, and I'm still just marveling at Channing trying to jump across the lake.
You're talking about the old tugboat?
Yes, that was just simply amazing.
You would immediately take him off any fantasy draft board after seeing that highlight, no?
You know, we used to draft Channing back in the day in our individual defensive player leagues, and I think if we had shown that highlight, I'm sure he was in better shape then, but if we had shown that highlight, he probably would go undrafted in every format.
That's actually a good question. Do you think back in your heyday you could have made that jump?
Yeah.
Because that jump was actually difficult because you had to make a right-hand turn there. You think that during your playing day you could have made that jump?
Yeah, Hawk. I'm 8 years out. My knees are shot. I have a beer belly now. Like, yeah, I could have made that one.
All right. Jamie Eisenberg, we're going to give you some things to be the arbiter on before we run out of time here. You ready?
Sure.
First of all, have you tried the new Popeye's chicken sandwich yet?
No, I have not.
What's the longest you would wait in line for a fast food sandwich?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. What about you? Crowder probably the same, right?
Yeah, I'm not.
Two minutes. Like, and are you that way with any kind of food, Jamie? Because, if I go to Chicago, I want deep dish pizza. I'll wait for 2 hours at Uno or Dewey. I don't think Crowder will wait that long for food, period,
nothing.
Anytime, anywhere. Will you wait at another, like, something that you love?
No, I'm with Crowder. I don't think that when I'm hungry, I'm hungry, and there's nothing that would make me stand in line for that long.
Really? Wow. All right, here we go.
2 hours.
Here we go. Now, no badgering the fantasy expert here. This is the, you know, he makes the decision and then we move on. Popeyes or Chick-fil-A?
I guess I'll go Popeyes.
Now, are you pandering?
Are you badgering? You just told us. Just let him answer.
KFC or PDQ?
KFC.
No! What?
Not, people don't know about PDQ.
Solana, am I crazy here? He just chose KFC over PDQ?
You're squirreling, Jamie.
You're squirreling, Jamie?
Where's Valero?
He was actually here today.
Wow.
He was here today.
Okay, Jamie.
Pizza Hut or CC's?
Pizza Hut.
Boy, yeah. I don't know, man.
CC's?
I think Pizza Hut fell off. Papa John's or Domino's?
Papa John's.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I've ordered Domino's.
I remember the last time I ordered Papa John's.
Well, Shaq is now.
Yeah, hell with Shaq.
He's like
holding out.
He's the CEO. Pepperoni pizza, double pepperoni pizza, or triple pepperoni pizza?
I mean, you got to go triple, I guess, right?
Well, I don't know. Crowder's ordered triple pepperoni before. I've never ordered that. I've never thought to. Like, to me, just the regular amount of pepperoni is fine. Like, I've never. So, here I am badgering the expert. But so you order triple pepperoni?
No. I'm just strictly cheese guy, but I figured I was, you know, pandering at that point.
Heavy meat.
Just what I want from our arbiter expert, pandering. A Whopper.
Not a good start with our first show of the season.
Whopper, or we're going to be back to one station after this appearance. Whopper or Big Mac?
Big Mac.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. McDonald's fries or Chick-fil-A waffle fries?
McDonald's fries.
That is correct. You are correct.
Oh.
Crinkle cuts or curly fries?
I feel like we've had this one before. You're going back to old material.
There's a lot here that's old, so just bear with me.
Crinkle cut.
Crinkle cut, really? Over curly fries?
Yeah.
Over the curly fries?
Look at you.
Yes.
The crinkle cuts, over, I just want to make sure I have it right. 7-Eleven Slurpee or a movie theater icy?
7-Eleven Slurpee.
Yes, okay, thank you. Liquid butter on movie theater popcorn or no butter?
No butter.
Yeah, see, I used to be that up until about 6 months ago. I've let all I let it all go to hell, and I go for the liquid butter.
Heavy butter, man.
Sometimes I don't even have popcorn.
Drink it?
Yeah. Dunkin' Donuts or Krispy Kreme?
Dunkin' Donuts.
That's wrong. I'm sorry. Mm. Milk Duds or Dots?
Milk Duds.
Yeah, the answer is neither. And finally,
I'm with you, old man.
The actual cartoon Popeye. Or Ronald McDonald?
Popeye.
The actual cartoon, the spinach, the guy who eats the spinach.
Of course.
Okay. Well, there you go.
What about his taste in women, Jamie? Olive oil was garbage.
You know what? That's true. Although, I think Ronald McDonald had eyes on Grimace. So, So,
Grimace
there you go.
Was built like a pear, wasn't he?
Shout out to the pear. All right, Jamie, I believe that was a rousing rendition of Fantasy Football Expert with Jamie Eisenberg.
I mean, we've helped a lot of people win their leagues this weekend.
I believe so.
I'm confident.
I believe so. And we've pandered to a lot of demographics. So way to go.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Jamie.
I'm going to go try and jump over a lake now.
I know you'll do better than old tugboat.
Oh, there you go jumping on, huh? Jamie's far away. You right here.
There you go. Rousing rendition of the Jamie Eisenberg experience.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.